Hi, everyone. I'm Richard Roberts. Welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. So glad you could join me today. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced a failure in your life? I'll bet you have. I know I've faced many in my life. Have you ever been abused or mistreated in any way? I'll bet you have. I know I have. Well, are you going to let that control your life for the rest of your life? Good question, isn't it? I have news for you. You can be healed from that. You can be delivered. You can be set free from all that has been hung over, you might say, on you. The same Jesus that heals sick bodies can heal wounded spirits too. This message today is titled Something Positive in a Negative World. I have news. It's time to tell the devil, this is where you get off, buddy. This will not be my crutch in my life anymore. Doesn't matter what my past has been like, I believe I have a bright future with God as the source of my life. Now, I'm talking about turning all those negative excuses and negative things that have happened to you into positive reasons for achieving. The Bible, as I'm sure you know, is full of stories of people who had failures in their life, but somehow God still made champions out of them. Do you remember Doubting Thomas, one of the 12 disciples? Do you remember Peter, the lead apostle, who cut off the ear of the high priest's servant when there was an attempt to arrest Jesus? Do you remember James and John, two of the disciples of Jesus, who Jesus called the sons of thunder? They wanted to bring down fire from heaven on people who did not believe in the Lord. Do you remember the woman at the well who had been married 5 times and was not married to the man she was living with at the time? Well, in the natural, these men and women were probably the least likely to succeed in life. But Jesus made new men and women out of them. And what he did for them, he can do for you because he is no respecter of persons. Now, the truth is, these were just ordinary people. Ordinary. Just like you. Just like me. But they believed God, and that was the difference. Their belief in God caused them to do extraordinary things. Their disadvantages were literally turned into advantages. You say, well, Richard, how can I make this happen in my life? Well, first of all, we know and we understand that we live in a negative world. And if you live your life according to the world system, that is the system in the world in which we live, it can only begin to control your life and destiny. Satan himself will do everything in his power to plant negative thoughts into your mind. Believe me, he is out to restrict you. He's out to control you by telling you that you're a failure, that you can't make it. And because of your past, you really don't have any future. Well, you can believe what he tells you if you want to, or you can overcome it with the word of God. Yes, that's right. You can overcome it with the word of God. The Bible says before anything happens outwardly, something must happen inwardly. It also says, as a person thinks in their heart, so they are. But here is something very important for you to remember. The Bible may say it, but if you don't believe it, if you don't stand on it, if you don't make it a part of your life, then it won't do you much good. That's why meditating on the Word of God is so very important. Now you say, Richard, what do you mean by meditating? Well, one of my mentors in my life was Pastor John Osteen of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. You may know his son, Joel, who pastors one of the largest churches in America. Joel's dad, John, was a mentor to me, and he taught me about meditating on the Word of God. He said, Richard, to meditate means to mutter. And I said, Pastor John, what do you mean? He said, to mutter, to say the Word of God over and over and over, to find a scripture that applies to your life and applies to the situation that you're in, and say it over and over and over and over until it becomes a part of your life. It's not memorizing it. It's just saying it so much that it becomes a part of you. That's what you need to do, is meditate on the Word of God, because it's so very important. And as you do it, I believe you will begin to see yourself as a champion and not as a failure. It will change the way you look at yourself. I believe you'll be able to do all that God has called you to do by His strength, not your own, by His power, not your own, by His anointing, not your own, but by Him. Now, you know as well as I do that everything you do starts with a decision. There is no such thing as indecision. There's indigestion, but there's not indecision. You either decide or you decide not to decide. So are you and I going to live like the rest of the world lives and allow circumstances to control our thoughts and control our lives? Or are we going to live by the design that God has placed for our lives? Well, I've got my answer. How about you? As for me and for my house, as for me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord, and we're going to live by His will and by His plan. Now, I want you to notice how just about every success you've ever had began with a decision. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah that God's plan for us is good. It's not a bad plan, it's a good plan. And it's for us to prosper and have great success for a future. I'm telling you that I believe if you do the things that I'm talking about in this message, I believe your mind will begin to think bigger thoughts than you've ever thought before. I also believe that you'll begin to dream new dreams, dreaming of achieving things that others just may think impossible. So I say it to you again. Begin to believe that you can prosper. Begin to believe that you can conquer every obstacle that stands in your way, not by your own strength, but by the power of the Holy Spirit operating through you every day. With God for you, with God for you, I do not believe that anyone can be against you successfully for very long. And by meditating on the Word of God, by saying it over and over and over until it becomes a part of you, you can begin to see yourself rising above the circumstances of this world and those things that have stood against you. I believe you can begin to get a new perspective on your potential. Now, I'm not talking about what you can do just by yourself. I'm talking about what God inside you can do. Believe me, with God on your side, how can you lose? The Bible says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for your life." Now notice in that scripture that I just read, the responsibility of doing this is on you and me. God is not going to step in and do it for you. So don't be like the rest of the world. Saturate yourself instead with the Word of God and watch your thinking begin to change. I'm talking about a change from the negative to the positive. Staying positive in a negative world. Just because somebody else around you talks sickness and lack doesn't mean you have to. Watch how, as you do this, you'll start to get into a better position to share the secrets with others and help them begin to do what you're doing. Now, I brought you this very special message. Don't you think it's about time to start being a positive person in a negative world? I believe it is. Try it. What have you got to lose? And I'm praying right now that as you do, the power of the Holy Spirit will engulf your life, will fill you up so much with His presence that you will feel a tangible touch of God. You will feel a tangible anointing on your life. I pray for God to heal you today. I rebuke every sickness and every disease. I rebuke every fear. I rebuke every doubt. I command the devil to take his hands off of your life. And I send the Word of God to you today for healing in every area of your life, according to Psalm 107, verse 20, which says, "He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." I believe God for you today. And I am expecting a miracle in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you and thank you for joining me on the podcast today. If you've not heard, I began a new live television program 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, just a couple of months ago. It's called The Place for Miracles Live, and it comes from our television studio here, our ministry, healing ministry headquarters here in Tulsa. It is on the Victory Network. It's on the Healing Network. It's on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page, on our Roku channel. And it's on live Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Oh my, we are seeing miracles every day. And our phone lines have been jammed with people calling for prayer. If you've not seen it, try it for yourself. See what God will do in your life. God richly bless you. Thank you for every seed you sow into this ministry. God bless it back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And if you need special prayer, the prayer group is ready to receive your call right now. That's the Abundant Life Prayer Group at 918-495-7777. Or you can make your prayer request known to us at richardroberts.org/prayer. God bless you. Thanks again for joining me on the Expect a Miracle podcast. See you next time.
The Place for Miracles Live is America's daily healing service. Do you need a miracle in your life, in your health, your finances, or your relationships?
This program is for you. It's for you. Our healing prayers going towards you. That's why we have the Abundant Life Prayer Group. They'll pray and then they'll bring your prayer request to us. This program is about you getting your needs met.
It's the Place for Miracles Live on the Victory Channel, Monday through Friday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern and noon Central Time.